Good evening, Twitter. This is Ashling, and yes, I'm procrastinating again. I've gotten about 1,000 words written on my nano project today, Nexus, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get the other 800 that I'd like to get done. So yes, I'm procrastinating, and yes, I'm going to read you another story. This one is titled Cold, as in the hashtag it was written off of. No, it's not a bedtime story. If it is a bedtime story, well, you'll know whether or not I want to know that it's your bedtime story. Right? Right. Anywho. Onward. The night is cold. There's no other word for it. The sky glitters. Clouds... Okay, let's try that again. I've re-recorded this thing 5 times. I am no longer starting from scratch. So you get all of the fumbles. Okay? Alright, let's try this again. The night is cold. There's no other word for it. The sky glitters. Cloudless inky black, crowded with winking stars. Our breath plumes before us, irregular clouds of fog visible by moonlight before they dissipate. We walk in step, just close enough our arms brush, just near enough my stomach coils and twists with nerves. Which one of us will find the courage, I wonder? Our path has meandered, near her street once, past mine twice. The autumn air has long chilled our cheeks and noses. I look at the street signs, realizing it's near time to say now or never. She shivers and chafes her hands. Finally getting cold? I ask. She laughs and pauses beneath the lamplight, meeting my eyes with a sheepish smile. Been cold for a while, she admits. I press my hands, warm and dry, from being stuffed in my pockets over the top of hers. You should have told me, I scold. And even in the dark, her blush is visible. That would mean saying goodnight. Her hands are still cold and tremble slightly between mine. We don't have to say goodnight, I whisper, and gently pull her back into the shadows. Where my courage came from, I haven't a clue. I catch her lips in a kiss, and she exhales in surprise and melts into me. Her chill fingers slide along my cheeks, slip around the curve of my warm nape. I shiver, but in arousal. My place. Her words stoke arousal into hot desire. Yes, I whisper, and press her back against the cold stone wall, hands sliding down to seek her heat. Press her open, fill her up. Far from cold, she's hot, slick, and her fingers twist into my hair. Mouth opens under mine as her cunt welcomes my touch. It's a hot, rushed, wanton fuck, and there on the sidewalk, hidden in the shadows, evading eyes even I find. And push her hungry need. A dog barks down the street. Someone curses in the wake of a clatter of metal, and her soft cry of pleasure presses through my skin, jammed through a sieve, sweet, thick, and intoxicating. And I no longer feel the cold or the lick of midnight's emptiness when I drop to a knee, fill my mouth with her slick taste, my world condensing to the rock of her against my tongue, and the twist of her fingers, no longer cold, into my hair. The end. And God, I hope I didn't mess that up too much. Thank you for listening, Twitter.